Jeremiah 42. Well, let's just remember the context that the people who were left in the land of Judah after the Babylonian invasion had first of all submitted themselves to the Babylonians, and he had made a ruler over them, one of their own people called Gedaliah. And he and Jeremiah were encouraging the people to submit to the Babylonians, that is to accept that we have sinned and our judgment is absolutely just. We recognize that. But unfortunately, there was a guy called Ishmael who was one of the royal family of Judah, and he imagined that he could somehow set himself up as king if he drove out the Babylonians. And so he kills Gedaliah, and he kills a lot of people who are around Gedaliah and some Babylonian soldiers. And so now the Jews are fearful that the Babylonians might take revenge. And at the end of chapter 41, we saw that they were planning to go down into Egypt. And whenever you go down to Egypt, that never works out in the Bible. Think of Abraham, Isaac. They said to Jeremiah the prophet, "Please let our prayer be presented before you, and you pray for us to Yahweh your God, even for all the remnant, for we are left but a few of many. That Yahweh your God may show us the way in which we should walk and the thing that we should do." Jeremiah said, "I will pray to Yahweh according to your words, and whatever thing Yahweh will answer you, I will declare it to you. I will keep nothing back from you." They said to Jeremiah, "Yahweh be a true and faithful witness among us if we don't do according to all the word with which Yahweh your God shall send to us. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of Yahweh our God to whom we send you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of Yahweh." After 10 days, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah. You wonder why it didn't come straight away. I think it was so that these people could just have time to think. You know, we want to go down to Egypt. We've asked Jeremiah to ask God as to whether we should do that or not. And, well, we will do whatever God says. That's what they'd said. But really, they had set their hearts to go to Egypt anyway because they were frightened that the Babylonians might take revenge on them because Ishmael had killed Gedaliah. So, after 10 days, God replies. He called Johanan and all the captains of the forces, that's the remnant of the Jewish armies, and all the people, from the least to the greatest. There they all are, I guess, hoping to hear, "Thus says the Lord, go down to Egypt." Well, this is what he says. "Thus says Yahweh, God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your supplication before him. If you will still live in this land, in Judah, then will I build you and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I grieve over the distress that I have brought on you." So God is not somehow without emotion. They had sinned grievously. And so he had given them multiple chances to repent. In the end, he had to judge them. But even when he does, it grieved him. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. "Don't be afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid." So you see that God realizes human fears. He knows how people feel. So he says, "I know that you aren't afraid of the king of Babylon, but don't be afraid of him. For I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. I will grant you mercy, that he may have mercy on you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, 'We will not dwell in this land,' so that you don't obey the voice of Yahweh your God, saying, 'No, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger, and there we will live.' If you decide that way, well, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, 'If you indeed set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to live there, it will happen that the sword which you fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine about which you are afraid shall follow close behind you there in Egypt, and there you shall die.'" So the people were frightened of famine, but actually we read that that year when they first were there under Gedaliah, there were huge harvests. harvest so big that the Jews who'd run away into the surrounding nations returned and ate from the huge harvests. But they were fearing famine. They needn't have feared famine, and they needn't have feared revenge from the king of Babylon because of what Ishmael did. So shall it be with all the men who set their faces to go into Egypt to live there. They will die there by the sword, by the famine, and by the plague, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring on them. As my anger and my wrath has been poured forth on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my wrath be poured forth on you, if you shall enter into Egypt, and you will be an object of horror and astonishment, a curse and a reproach. And you shall see this place, that's Judah, no more. Yahweh has spoken concerning you, remnant of Judah. Don't go into Egypt. Know certainly that I have testified to you this day. For you've dealt deceitfully against your own souls. For you sent me to Yahweh, saying, Pray for us to Yahweh our God, and according to all that Yahweh our God shall say, so declare to us, and we will do it. And I have this day declared it to you. But you have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh in anything for which he sent me to you. Now therefore know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence in the place where you desire to go to live there. So you see there that people can appear very humble before God's word. Oh yes, we'll do whatever the Bible says. But actually when it is not what they really want to hear, they don't do it. Now that's very serious. You also see that people set their minds to go in the way of the flesh, to go whatever way seems right to them, and then, when they've already made the decision, they kind of bring God into it. Jeremiah, can you get a word from God to just sort of confirm us? Okay, yeah, we'll do whatever God says. Don't go to Egypt. But we already decided we're going to go to Egypt. So this was really very bad, what they did. And we're going to read that Jeremiah, despite them being so weak, he goes with them to Egypt. And it seems that's where he dies, in obscurity. So he really, like God, stayed with this incredibly weak people to try by all means to save them.